Hi, this is Brett, and welcome to Optimize. On this episode, I want to share with you why, if you question everything, you'll get a lot better answers. So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. Okay, so, you know, we generally run our business and, you know, we're just looking for answers oftentimes if we're looking for a solution to a problem. Something isn't working as well, so we need to question how we're doing it. Something, we want to achieve a goal we haven't achieved, so we ask a question about how we can achieve that. But let me flip that on its head for a little bit, and I'll do it by sharing a story with you about my own business. So in my business, I had developed a pretty set routine in terms of the way that I was, I had a nice system going. You know, and we all like systems, we all like structure. Even if we're total rebels, we still like structure because it gives us confidence. It gives us the peace of mind of knowing that we have a system that works, that makes money. It's far better and more comfortable than trying to constantly go out there and come up with something new all the time. But there's a danger to that also. You know, for me, I had a profitable business and it was running and it was doing fine and everything else. And so I didn't really question a lot. I didn't really look at a lot of the things very often. I just sort of was so busy doing stuff that I just kept doing stuff. And I was like, okay, you know, this is fine. And then one day I just decided, you know, I don't know if the direction I'm headed is exactly where I want to be, or if I'm just going to sort of be in this one space all the time. Like, where am I headed? What's my ultimate thing here? And even if you know what that is, are you actually getting closer? Are you evaluating that? Or are you just sort of in a holding pattern with your business? And so if you're making money and you're profitable, you're not uncomfortable. And so oftentimes you don't question things as much. So for me, that's the situation that I was in. And, you know, I started to look at things and I started to say, you know what, maybe I should look at all the stuff that I'm doing. And maybe I should try to determine if there's a better way that I can go about the stuff that I'm doing to get better results, to achieve more than what I'm currently doing. And so when I started to dig in, I started to look at one thing. You know, first I said, you know what, let's look at my email marketing. I feel like my email marketing is sort of plateaued. You know, it's going okay, but I'm not building it. I'm not growing. I don't really like my open rates. My click rates aren't that great. You know, my sales are okay. So I looked at it and I said, you know what, let me throw out everything that I know. Because what I know from my, you know, experience in marketing is, you know, you mail your list once a day. In the old days, it was like, well, you know, you don't want to mail too often because you're going to upset people. So maybe a couple times a week. And then people got to a point where they're like, that's ridiculous. Mail every single day. There's so much competition. They're not going to remember you anyway, you know, so don't have an ego about it. So then it became mail every day. Well, then I started to look at it and I said, well, isn't this arbitrary too? Like, why? Where did this magic number of one a day come out? The reality of it is we all have routines as human beings. We get up in the morning, we shower, get ready for work. We go to work. You know what I mean? We check our email, whatever. We get to work, we go through lunch, we check our email. At the end of the day, we check our email like we do. And so the fact is, we aren't watching one Facebook video. We aren't watching one Instagram post. We aren't watching one news show or one sitcom. We're doing multiple. So why not question everything? Why not look at, and so I changed my approach. And I said, look, I recognize with any change, it could get worse, right? It doesn't mean it's going to get better because I make a change, but I've got to test something. So I started to test. And miraculously, I was able to add about 50% to my email marketing revenue. And I said, wow, I've been sitting on this for the last 2 years and I just didn't do anything. as soon as I made the decision and did it, it took me 2 days to come up with a whole new idea, a whole new structure and pattern for mailing, and to do it. That's it, 2 days. If I had done that, took that 2 days 2 years ago, I would have made 50% more money for the last 2 years. Think about that. Think about what I lost by doing that. So then I said, well, I don't need to just look at it from this perspective. Let me look at my expenses. So I started to look at my expenses, and I was paying for services, for stuff that I was going to use for over a year, 2 years sometimes, at the tune of several hundred dollars a month combined. I mean, thousands of dollars a year for stuff that I literally had plans to use but never used. I signed up for the trial. I started to like let things go, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get to that. I started to work with it, and then I got distracted. I was working on something else. I was just burning thousands of dollars a year for nothing. Same thing. I looked at it and I said, anything I'm not using right now, I can sign up again. Cancel it. I went in and I canceled all of it, and I trimmed off all that. So in like the course of 3 days, I cut like a percentage off my expenses and added a big percentage to my revenue. I mean, that right there was a huge swing. Then I started to look at everything else. What services my staff, like what services am I outsourcing? You know what I mean? How much work am I doing? Could I outsource more? I'm saving so much and making so much more now. I could pay someone to do stuff I'm doing, take myself out of the loop. And I'm like, I'm doing all this manual stuff every day that I could very easily give to somebody else if I just create a process for it. So I started to look at that. Then I started to look at my overall marketing strategy. Well, what am I doing? Like, what is my plan? Where am I going in this market? Is this market even where I want to play and compete? Or do I have my sights on something bigger? And I started to just reevaluate everything, and it becomes addictive. The more stuff you start to question, the more you realize there are more questions that you can question, more things that you could question. And the more you do it, the more things you find in terms of revenue opportunities and expense, like cutting opportunities, and all of that makes you more lean. It makes you more nimble. It makes you more current. It makes you more profitable. All of it does. And so what I realized is it's really important to actually build in the habit in your business of questioning. Now, obviously, there's a diminishing return. If every day you question every email you send and every marketing letter you write, and you're going to get obviously to a level of ridiculousness where you're never going to get anything done. That's not really what I'm talking about. I'm saying what you need to do is, if it has been 3 months at a maximum interval since you have questioned everything in your business, your marketing plan, your product development strategy, your staffing strategy, your processes, your expenses, your, you know, revenues, all of that stuff. If it's been more than 3 months, it's time to take a day, go through everything and just look at it and ask yourself, hey, is this the most efficient way to do this? Is every expense, is everything I'm spending money on 100% necessary, or are the things I can cut? For every revenue generating thing I have, is everything maximized and optimized? Or are the things that I could tweak and play with to make even more or do even better with? And any area of your business that you don't already have the answer, like let's say to use email marketing again, you say, well, geez, you know, I don't know if I'm making as much as I could, but I feel like I'm leaving something on the table, but I don't really know what else I can do. That's when you want to start to reach out to either other people who are really good at the email marketing, or you want to start doing industry research to find out what is the average return on investment. What is the average for your industry in terms of what people are, how often they're emailing, or what the emails are like, or what their emailing strategies are, and all these other kinds of things to make sure you're constantly on the cutting edge and you're constantly maximizing your profit and minimizing your expense. Because that gives you a lot more money and freedom and time and leeway to play with other things than if you have a speculative marketing idea you want to try. you've built in the budget to be able to do it, and it isn't going to take over or crush your original business. And so it's super important that we're always cutting the fat, that we're always trying to stay lean and nimble, and that we're always maximizing our efficiency, not just from a dollars and cents perspective, but from an operations perspective, from an efficiency and from a maximization standpoint. So they don't all have to be revenue generating things. It can be a process that you have for creating social media videos. And maybe right now there are 12 steps. And you realize that when you created that a year ago, that was the best way to do it. But now there's two better tools and there's a really cool person on your team that's great at this. So you could consolidate four of those steps and cut it from 12 to 8 and cut your lead time from 4 hours to make a video down to 2. Boom. Right there, you've just doubled your output or your potential output for your marketing videos, social media videos. So I highly recommend that no matter what business you're in, at a maximum interval of once a month, so it doesn't become too much overkill. But if you're in a really fast moving thing, once a month. If it's in a much slower moving thing, or you already feel like you're pretty lean and you did this recently, at least quarterly. Spend a day and go through and review everything and just question it. Go in with the attitude, pretend that you are an outside consultant coming into your own business. You are a business efficiency expert coming into your own business and question everything in the business and come up with your own answers. And if you have really good answers for why you're doing everything and you can justify every expense and you can confidently say you're maximizing every revenue, then 2 thumbs up, you're doing it all right. If not, make those changes, monitor the results, and do it again in another month or 3 months. And keep doing that so you not only get efficient, but most importantly, you stay efficient, productive, and maximizing your productivity. So that is the awesome way to make sure that you question everything to get the best possible answers. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want for your business and your life, don't compromise. Optimize.